Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it there, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on August 23rd, 2020, and is entitled, comma, the fact that... dot, dot, dot. I've been reading Duck's Newbery Report by Lucy Ellman since January of this year, and finished it earlier this evening. I've taken breaks from it to read other books, and quit my job, and launch a sideline in activism. The book is over 1,000 pages long, and mostly composed of a single sentence, an endless flow of phrases, many introduced by, comma, the fact that... I enjoyed it a whole lot. While most people won't be eager to wade into something this big and complicated, the fact that it's okay to take months and months to wander through it may make the idea less intimidating. I hope to tempt you further. Also, a few notes about me and books. And here I have a picture of the book's cover. This thing was shortlisted for the Booker and widely reviewed. If you want to get a feeling for it, there are a whole bunch of links here to the CBC, the London Review of Books, the New Yorker, the New York Times, and again, the New York Times, and the Guardian. The Washington Post makes the point that reading a 1,000-page work is physically difficult, especially if you have any age-related stiffening of the extremities. So if you are going to pick up Ducks, get it on Kindle or Kobo or some such. Your wrists will thank you. Also from the Washington Post, a good interview with the author. The following question and answer resonated with me, given my recent history. Question: what are you trying to say about how society, and women in particular, view motherhood? Answer: I'm not trying to say anything, I'm saying it. She's just invested 1,000 freaking pages getting her message across. Questions of the "what are you trying to say" form deserve to be pissed on from a great height. In fact, pro tip for interviewers, asking any writer who's just published something what they were trying to say is apt to get you a well-deserved grumpy response. What the reviews didn't say. Well, as they do say, most of the book is the somewhat overwrought and disordered internal ramblings of a woman with 4 children in a happy academic marriage, whose family is suffering money troubles following on her cancer, and who has turned from teaching to baking to help pay the bills. Interspersed is a story about a mountain lioness's search for abducted cubs, but they miss things that I think are important. 1. First, not much of any significance happens during the first 900 pages, a couple of minor family crises. Not that it's boring, I never once felt the urge to lay it aside, but during the last 10% of the book, there are dramatic plot outbursts, real dramatic life and death action. 2. This book is about the most American thing imaginable. While our protagonist and her husbands have lived overseas, they now live in rural Ohio, and the political and business and musical and literary and shopping and weather and cultural and child-rearing and many, many other issues that infuse the story are so American that I suspect anyone not infused in New World culture will miss lots of subtleties. 3. I talked about many issues. Our narrator's internal landscape is astonishingly, overwhelmingly rich. Yes, the same issues and themes keep coming back, but damn, are there ever a lot of them. I am old and I have drunk pretty deep at the wells of culture and history, but was handicapped by being weak on classic cinema and the work of Laura Ingalls Wilder, The Little House on the Prairie. But time after time, a side trip off a side trip in Ducks would connect to something that I'd cared about after reading or hearing or living it a decade or 4 ago. 4. The principle of Chekhov's gun applies in spades here. You have been warned. 5. Life is a sexually transmitted terminal condition. It eventually kills us all, and as a matter of course, inflicts wounds along the way. Often we survive and enjoy post-recovery life. But never pretend that the damage isn't permanent. No ending is ever 100% happy. Big books. I can remember the day I learned to read. Sometime in my kindergarten year, National Geographic had a story on dinosaurs, and my mom found me hunched over it when she got home from work. After that, I could read, and have never stopped. I like short and medium-sized books, but I especially love thickly flavored books. I suspect my feelings may have a macho component. No book is too big or hard for me to defeat, to defeat me. In fact, Marx's Capital and Joyce's Finnegan's Wake have, but no others I can think of. Big doesn't have to be difficult. Duck's Newbery Report isn't difficult at all. I read this book for pleasure and with pleasure. It's just big, that's all. And that's all, folks.